What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, fans looking to watch Aaron Judge's pursuit of the AL home run record or Albert Pujols' chase of 700 homers live tonight, they're going to have to do it via streaming. That's because Apple TV Plus has exclusive coverage of both games as part of its Friday Night Baseball package. These games were selected and announced back in early August. Well, even though Cappy brought this up earlier, what you may not know is that when games air nationally, it also means that other networks cannot do live cut-ins. So, correct. Like earlier this week, ESPN and MLB Network did that when, you know, the games were only available on the team's regional networks, but you can't do that with Apple TV. So, if you want to watch these games, you need to get Apple TV Plus. You can watch both games for free without the subscription. So
that's the key right there, mm-hmm. is that even if you don't currently have it and you're like, I'm not buying that, you can get it and not have to pay for the games.
Yep.
So that's at least an alternative. I mean, if you're somebody who's pissed off, like, oh man, I don't
it's
have
free.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least if nothing else, it's free.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Just watch a little Apple Plus.
Let me see if I can get that.
Of course you can get it.
Apple Plus. Talking to my remote control.
I love how you have to talk to your remote control.
Well, the only reason is oh, here we go. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
What happened?
Oh, no.
He's such a child, like, ooh, squirrel. He gets it to work.
What happened? No.
Well, it's going to ask me to sign in or sign up.
Oh, and then you don't have the sign in. Yeah.
Oh, no. This is great. This is such a cool thing. I love this.
It's got the automatic sign in?
No, it's got the, what do you call it? The code. What is the little black and white?
The QR code, yes.
QR code, QR code.
Yes. So that now is I've very got convenient.
Right, so now I can click it on my phone.
Yes.
And I can probably just log right in through my phone. Oh, this correcto. If this happens, if this works for me, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's asking me for my password.
Well, you know that you do the QR code, and then you have to sign in on your phone.
Yeah.
Which you should. Every normal human has their Apple ID stored on their phone cap. If you don't have that, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Wait a second. I think I do know. I think I do. I think
have to have it stored. It's like your face.
And I think it's because like you have one that it's asking you, because if it's free, I don't think they would ask you to sign in or any of that stuff. I may be wrong, but
right. You may still have to get an account. Yeah,
you still have to have Apple TV Plus. You just don't have to have the subscription. So you just need to like sign in with your Apple ID.
Yeah, you don't have your Apple ID?
I think I've forgotten it.
Oh,
ay, Dios mío.
Cap, you know what you need? You need a new iPhone because your phone signs you into everything. Like, you basically don't need passwords for anything anymore.
Right.
Because your face just, it doesn't even ask me to type something in at all anymore.
Cap, what iPhone you got?
12, 11?
Yeah, I guess I would probably say 11, but there's...
I mean, you could literally look it in your phone. You
know
that, right?
11 does all that. You don't need the new one. 11 does it.
But the new one, I used to still have to type in, like...
I don't.
For, like, my bank, and there's a couple other ones that
You just set it up. Like, I don't type anything in. It's just my face, and I have a 12 Pro Max. You just have to set
it up
that way.
I have an 11 Pro Max, and none of that. I don't have to do any of that stuff.
Yeah, you just have to set it up, like, to specifically do that, like, on the apps.
What I mean is like you don't have like when you go to the sign in screen, you have to like hit to go sign in and then it clicks on the key. You don't have to type anything in, but there's like three or four clicks you have to make. This one, as soon as I open the app, it automatically does it. And I think that's like iOS 16 though, Cap. So as long as you updated your phone, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, because I've always had that. Like Cappy, like if you have it set up a way, so like if I pop open whatever app and it's already stored, I don't need to type anything. It just shows. I just literally put it to my face, and it goes straight through what it needs to.
I put it to my face.
Yeah.
I think I think the Face ID thing happened. I pushed continue, and now I have like the rotating wheel, like it's just going and going and going.
The wheel of death.
And it hasn't given me what I'm looking for yet.
Yeah, you're screwed.
That's a you problem.
That's on you. Yeah. All right. That is What You Need to Know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So.
I suck.
Linz, you noticed this on Twitter, right? There is like when the Raider fans are congregating on the square of Twitter, the town square of Twitter, and they are saying that if they lose, that's it. Just tank. Go tank for Stroud or tank for Young or tank for one of these guys, CJ Stroud or Bryce Young.
Yeah, I saw one particular thread that a whole bunch of Raiders fans had replied to where that's exactly what he said. If they lose Sunday, you might as well just tank the rest of the season and try and get Bryce Young, Alabama's quarterback. And all these people were agreeing with him. Like, they seem like they're done with Carr.
Right, but here's the thing. Didn't they sign Carr for, like, a bunch more years? And how much of that? I got to look up how much of that is
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you because I looked this up earlier because I was thinking the same thing. Listen to this. The Raiders this past offseason agreed with Derek Carr on a 3-year contract extension worth $121 million. So for all this talk about let's get rid of him, here's the situation. He had $25 million guaranteed at signing. Mm-hmm. He got $65 million total guarantee. Mm-hmm. So you've got Derek Carr that is going to make $33 million next year.
Yeah.
$42 million in 2024,
right,
and $42 million in 2025. And let's just say hypothetically, you decide, you know what? We're just not going anywhere with Derek Carr. We've got to get a quarterback that can compete against Herbert and Mahomes. We got to get the next iteration of that kind of quarterback. Keep this in mind, Raider fans. The organization gave him $60-plus million total guarantees. So if they pay him this year, the $25 million, and they decide to cut him next year,
they will have paid him what? Go ahead.
$90 million.
Right. But they'll only have a dead cap of $5 million if they cut him after next year.
After next year.
In 2023.
Right. So, look.
Says there's a potential out in 2023.
Hey, look, if I could get out of Derek Carr, and it didn't cost me everything and it didn't create all these cap related problems, I get out of Derek Carr. And look, I know a lot of Raider fans have hit me up on Twitter and they go, dude, you're making the case for him. Yesterday, George, we documented all the different names of the head coaches that he's had to deal with. We've mentioned the move from Oakland to Vegas. We talked about the problems that they've had with players and the whole situation last year with that rookie and the car accident. I mean, he has been a great leader to their organization. However, they haven't won jack squat.
Mm-hmm.
And this game this weekend for the Raiders, you're at Tennessee. Tennessee is 0-2. They were the number one seed last year in the AFC. They're 0-2. They're at home. The Raiders are 0-2. They're on the road. They got to win this game. And if they don't, I don't know about tanking, but you can... In week three, you can start thinking about this season could be a disaster. What do you think about that? I mean, contemplate that. Let that marinate for just a little bit. Think about that.
Well, you know, we're doing picks against the spread next, right?
Mm-hmm, I do.
And of course, we're always picking the Raiders, Chargers, and Rams in those games, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I've got a pick on this Raiders game and all those other games too, for that matter.
I'll bet you do.
I'm going to be bold. I'm really bold.
I'm going to bet you right now. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
I'm bet you I'm bolder than you.
I bet you you're not.
I'm going to pick a game this week that no one else is going to pick.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be a very, very bold pick.
I bet you my pick will be bolder.
You have a bolder pick than I do.
I have a bolder pick than you.
We're going to find out, tough guy. We are going to find out because I got a bold pick coming up.
Yeah. I would say what you're saying is balderdash.
You would you?
Yeah.
I would say that you are saying something that is balsamic.
Do you know what balderdash means?
I don't know. It's like a game. Isn't it a board game? No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a board game.
It is a board game, maybe. But is it the meaning of the word? Do you know what it means?
No, I think it means a board game.
No, it's like nonsense. That's what it means.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, I played a board game the other night that I've never played before, which I really had a great time playing. Ever played Scattergories?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love that game.
Great game.
Phenomenal.
Ridiculous. Right.
So here's the deal. Bold, bold picks coming up next. But first, before that, we're going to give you a chance to see Roger Waters. All new show. He's bringing it to Crypto.com Arena next week on the 27th and 28th, featuring songs from the Pink Floyd Golden Era. Be caller 7 right now to 877-710-ESPN, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Roger Waters. Yes, you heard that right. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Just be caller 7. It's that simple. You'll get to go to Crypto.com Arena to see Roger in his concert. Listen all week long. Actually, Are we giving away more tickets next week? Because that line won't exist if that's the case. Anyway, if you don't win tickets with us, you can go and buy them at rogerwaters.com. How about that? Because I don't know if we're giving them away next week, so I don't want to say something that's not true because the marketing team may have not updated this copy. But nonetheless, if you are caller 7, you'll win the tickets for his concert next week. And if you don't, you can buy them at rogerwaters.com. All right, coming up next, bold predictions, bold picks against the spread. Who's bolder, me or Cappy? Next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Come aboard.
Do you think they serve horchata on the Love Boat?
They do today. I don't think they did back then.
No.
Yeah.
You can get free horchata.
I mean, they would always go to Puerto Vallarta, so maybe they did.
True that.
Did you guys happen to see Beto Duran's Twitter this morning or his Instagram?
Yep, I did.
I don't follow him.
He went to a... he's getting ready for a boxing match next weekend. And he sends me this message. He goes, Cap, I'm down here in San Diego. I'm with Bobby D, who's the promoter of the fight. He goes, and the very first thing he says to me, and Bobby's like, Love Boat. So it is caught on. It is just caught fire throughout all of Southern California. Everybody's singing the Love Boat. They love it.
Love Boat. I can't do it.
Love Boat.
That's a you thing for sure.
Soon we'll be making another run. Here comes. The Love Boat promises something for everyone. Set your course for adventure, your mind on a new romance.
I'm so bummed you're not hosting the Love Boat reality show.
I am so bummed out. I can't believe it.
You got a bad agent, bro. That's an easy one for you.
I know, right?
Let's go. Get yourself a new agent, dog.
I feel like I really missed the boat.
Okay, dad joke.
Okay, Gabby.
All right.
Go get some free horchata mañana at 8 p.m.
Yeah, get some free horchata. There you go.
They're giving them free horchata.
National Horchata Day.
Tomorrow.
I love that there's a National Horchata Day. That's fantastic. That's
true.
I had no idea.
And not all horchatas are made equal. Just saying.
That's true. That is true. We've come a long way. Cappy, you know what's in an horchata?
I don't know what's in it, but I do know that when I go to a Mexican restaurant or a little taco shop, and they've got those fountain drink looking machines, and they've got those big things, and
what is it? A horchata? Rice, milk, vanilla, and cinnamon, right?
Yeah,
Laura, that's it, pretty much.
If you see the fountain ones, stay away.
Yeah,
real ones are in the big I don't know cómo le puedo decir en español, en inglés, like the big jars, you know, the plastic
jugs.
Jugs. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, the jugs.
The huge ones? Like, bro, if you walk in...
Because the ones in those machines are, watered down a little bit.
Oh, see, I prefer the big jugs myself.
Yeah.
So.
Of course.
What?
Horchata. Back to back on that
horchata.
One. I mean, it's like you're a Catskills act all of a sudden.
You can't help yourself. You
know, actually, in this region of the country, it would be more like you're like a... You're doing the early bird dinner in Palm Desert. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
That's what you got going on.
I copy.
I copy, see. All right, hit the football music for the bolder takes, for bold predictions.
Bold predictions.
All right. Now, I'm going here based on what Linz has on this list here. So we're going to go. She has Bills, Dolphins.
I got it from ESPN, so.
Okay, that's fine. Bills, Dolphins. The Bills are a 5.5-point favorite. They are the best team in the sport, it seems like. They are at the Dolphins, who they've owned for a long time. They have actually destroyed the Dolphins in their last several appearances against them. So, Cappy, where are you going?
Well, George, I think we should start calling this segment Bold Predictions, and we should get the ESPN voice guy. Bold predictions are being brought to you by Coors Light. And we should do that. Mm-hmm. Here's my bold prediction, George. Yeah. See if you can out-bolder me. I got the Dolphins in this game. The Bills are missing four starters on defense. It's hot and humid down in South Florida. Tua's on fire. Dolphins, winners. Bold prediction.
I know, but what number?
Number three.
That's exactly what I have. Ask Lindsay. It's on the chart right now.
Yep.
Did you look at my thing?
I was going to say, maybe you shouldn't put them because, you know, Cappy might be like just looking at yours.
As a matter of fact, I didn't see that. You're telling
That's
me you have
exactly
the Dolphins?
That's exactly what I had. I had the four guys are going to be out. The Bills are reeling a little bit. The Dolphins are playing well. Their secondary, Bills secondary is dinged up, and Tyreek and Jalen Waddle will probably run wild. So the Dolphins will at least stay in the game, I think. So I do have the Dolphins as my 3-2.
Oh, well, then I guess we're not really out-bolding each other because that was my biggest bold prediction.
Oh, I got one bolder.
All right.
I think I'm going to out-bold you. But go ahead, Linz. What do you got on the Dolphins and Bills?
I'm going to stick with 2 weeks in a row now, going with Bills as my 5 because it's done well so far. Yep.
Okay. Lauda?
I picked the Bills last week as my 4, and I will continue to have them today as my 4.
Okay, fair enough. So we're on opposite ends, the boys versus the girls here. All right, next, Raiders, 2.5 points. Is that correct? Are they 2.5 point favorites on the road?
No way.
Is that real?
Come on. The Raiders cannot be favored in this game.
Hold on a second. I'm looking at this. Yeah? Yeah. It's actually 2 I have here, but do you want to go? We'll go with 2.5. It's fine. They are, or do you want to go with 2?
I mean, if you whatever you guys want to do, because I just picked them all from the same place from ESPN.com.
Okay, let's go
with
2. The number is 2 at the moment. The Raiders are 2-point favorites at the Titans. Okay, Cappy, what do you got?
I'm going to take the Titans. Titans are home. They're desperate. I don't have a lot of faith in the Raiders. I'm taking the Titans, and that is going to be my 4.
Okay. Fair enough. Linz?
I'm going to go Raiders, but I'm not super confident about it, so I'm going to make it my 2.
Lauda?
I'm going to go with Cappy and take the Titans. Not really confident, so that's my 2.
All right, here's where I go bold. You ready?
Talk to me.
Something is up. When these lines, everybody looks at it like, how can the Raiders be favored on the road? They're 0-2. The Titans just got destroyed against the Bills. When it's one of those lines, you're like, oh, I got to take the home dog in that situation. It seems obvious. You always go the other way. The Raiders are a better team than the Titans this year. The Titans stink, okay? They don't have A.J. Brown anymore. Because they don't have A.J. Brown anymore and Ryan Tannehill's their quarterback, he's being exposed. So Derrick Henry is also being limited because of that fact. Give me the Raiders minus the 2 on the road. And you know what, Copy? That's going to be my 5. There you go.
That's bold.
Raiders!
Damn. That's bold. That is bold right there.
Raiders!
We'll flop.
5.
That is bold. You have outbolded me.
You did not outbold me.
There no, I thought for sure that me taking the Dolphins was going to be my boldest of bold predictions. You have outbolded me.
There you go. For all the people saying we're a Raider hater show, I just took the Raiders as my 5, bro. Okay? Because this is how it works. We pick against the spread, and the team we're most confident in against the spread, we give it a 5. The team we're least confident in, we give it a 1, and so on and so forth in between. So the Raiders are my most confident pick. All right? Next, Jags. No, that can't be right. The Jags are not 7-point favorites. The Chargers are 7-point favorites at home against the Jags. Cappy, what do you got?
I'm going to take the Jaguars to cover. I'm not overly confident, so I'm going to go with a 2.
I, too, have the Jags, and that is also my 2, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Herbert's going to be dinged up. And touchdown, Virginia! Let's go! Covering the 10 right now, live on College Football on a Friday, because I'm a degenerate. But anyway.
Did Fat Jack give you this pick?
No, he didn't. This was a Sedano special.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were down 16-0, and now they are back in this thing. All right. So anyhow, Linz, what do you got? Jags, Chargers.
Well, I thought I was being bold picking Jacksonville as my 3, but I guess I'm with the crowd.
Yeah, but you did a 3. We did a 2. Laura?
I'm taking the Jags, but that's my 1.
Okay. Wow, we all took the Jags.
Yeah, that's Chargers. Hello.
I mean, well, I'm just worried about Herbert, and like he's gonna play, but you know, you'll be dinged up. All right, Packers at the Bucks. Cap, God forsake these Virginia Cavaliers and their special teams. They screwed up the extra point.
And that's
You've
a different
be
kicker.
Kidding me?
And that's a different kicker.
I mean, for and the love.
Then the guy that missed those field goals early. This is a different dude.
I have never seen a special teams play this poorly in a game. They just got to kick the extra point blocked. So it's now 16-13, so I'm only covering by 7 at the moment. Anyway, Packers at Bucks, Tom Brady's, Cappy's boyfriend. They are 1-point favorites. Who do you got, Cappy, your boyfriend?
Got the Bucks. Yeah, I've got the Bucks to cover this.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty confident about it. I'm going to go with a 5.
Wow. I mean, that's not super bold because it's the Bucks, but I mean, that's a tight game. That's a 1-point spread to add a 5. You're living dangerously, Cap.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to take the Packers, and because it's only a 1-point spread, I'm only going to give it a 1 because it's going to be a coin toss, potentially. All right, Linz, what do you got?
I'm going to go with the drama surrounding Tom Brady is going to be a little bit too hectic for the peaceful, spiritual, psychedelic Aaron Rodgers. So I picked Green Bay, and that's my 4.
I'm picking the Bucks, and that's my 3.
Okay. Last game, the Rams. 3.5-point favorites on the road. Is that correct, too? Hold on, I want to double check. Sorry, Linz, I just want to double check this real quick.
I'll link it out next time. I mean,
I'm just saying, like, that just seems like a weird number. Like, it's crazy. There's some weird numbers going on this week.
Yep, I've got it here. Rams minus 3.5.
3.5. All right. So 3.5-point favorites at the Cardinals. Where are you going, Cappy?
Taking the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And I think I only have a 1 left.
Okay. I'm going to take the Cardinals, and that's my 4. I am not sold on the Rams at the moment. If they win this game, they will disprove to me that that they have turned the corner and they're back, you know, headed in the right direction, because I did not like the way that game ended last week. That did not feel great. So until further notice, I don't feel super confident in them. So I'm taking the Cardinals, and that's my 4. Linz, go.
I also have the Cardinals, but I don't think they're going to win. I just don't think that you know, Rams are going to cover. So I'm going to pick them.
The 3 hook is the thing. Yeah. The hook. I think the Cardinals can cover for sure.
Yeah, so I'm going with Cardinals 1.
All right, Laura.
I mean, this is easy. I'm left with my 5, and I'm taking the Rams.
Oh, damn,
nice.
Girl.
Oh, this could change the entire scoring right there.
Yeah.
Should the Rams cover?
Rams 5, baby. Yeah. Rams 5.
So, Linz, where are we overall this season through 2 weeks?
Well, the Rams 5 has not worked out well so far for Laura.
It's okay. It's a bit.
So, right now in first place is Cappy, actually, with 21 after last week.
Brutal
good week.
Last week. Brutal. Yeah. Just brutal.
Yeah, you're in last place right now with 18, but I'm right behind Cappy with 20, and Laura is right behind me with 19. So we got 18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah. We're super close. 1 point away.
We're all close.
Yeah.
All right. So we're all within striking distance.
So over the course of 2 weeks, that's the order? 21.
Cappy, Lindsay, Laura, and me. Yeah.
Got
21,
it.
Mm-hmm. And I have 18, so we're only separated by 3 points.
And yet we both have Miami at the 3 this week.
Yeah.
What are the big differences, Lindsay?
Because I'm sure
you wrote them down.
I took the Raiders as my 5. That's
okay. Raiders.
Let's
5.
See. Laura picking the Rams as her 5. Me and you picking Arizona as our 1. Also, Cappy, you're my Bills 5 too. Well, Laura picked us as her 4.
I've got the Bucks as a 5.
Yeah. You're 5. I mean,
there's
I
a lot
4.
Of differences other than the Jags, actually.
Yeah.
Across the board. So it'll be interesting to see how it all works itself out. All right, that is our picks against the spread each and every week at 6:15 on Fridays. Coming up next, big deal or no deal. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, Linz, you take it away.
Thanks, Sedano. All right, so if you have watched the first Thursday night football games, the first 2 of them, which even though Cappy and I were apparently the only 2 people watching last night, you may or may not have noticed something missing in the commercials. No beer or alcohol. That's because there's language in the Amazon marketing guidelines that prohibits the advertisement of beer, wine, and spirits. This is not only a Thursday night football thing, but something that's seen across all of Amazon's platforms. The language says ad content must not encourage, glamorize, or depict excessive consumption of alcohol. So the fact that they can't even advertise any alcohol whatsoever on Thursday Night Football, is that a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I'm going to say it's a big deal, and I'm going to tell you why I think that. One commercial that I noticed during the Thursday Night Football game is for DirecTV. Now, isn't that interesting? Amazon Prime is now a somewhat competitive product to DirecTV. So they will accept a competitor's advertisement. And I don't think beer advertisements encourage the excessive drinking that the language, the way it's written. So, yeah, I think it's kind of a big deal because I'll say this. They're missing out on a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're missing out on a whole lot of money. They're still Amazon. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to drive... The NFL is just another way to get them to drive up subscriptions, which they clearly did already.
Oh, yeah, it worked beautifully.
So I don't think that it's that big a deal. You know where they're going to make money? When you, Cappy, you know, order some slippers to go with your robe, you know?
Did I tell you what happened to me the other day with Amazon?
No.
I ordered a steamer. Because
like a steamer for like your clothes?
Yeah. Like I don't iron clothes and I don't even steam clothes. But my daughter had this steamer here this summer and I used it a couple of times and she took it back to college with her. So I was like, where the hell is this freaking steamer? And I went on to Amazon to tell them that the steamer never came. And they're like, well, here's a picture. It did come. And I'm like, well, wait a second. I ordered two bags of dog food and a steamer. And there were two bags in front of my house. Well, turns out that I took one bag of dog food out and the other bag had dog food and a steamer in it. And it was sitting in my pantry closet. So stupid me.
Oh, yeah. The packaging sometimes is a thing. Yeah.
So what happened, though? Did you tell them like, oh, never mind. Just kidding. It's there.
No, I didn't.
And they sent you a second steamer?
No, they didn't.
They refunded you?
No, they didn't.
So what happened?
They just said, bro, it got delivered, so you
figured
it out.
That's pretty much what happened. They were like, yeah, well, we delivered it. And I was like, oh. And then I went downstairs, and I was like, is it possibly in this other bag? And I was like, why'd they put one bag of dog food in one bag and the bag of dog food in the steamer in the other? Why didn't they put two bags of dog food in one bag and the steamer in another bag?
I thought that this was going to be like a much more, like there was going to be something at the end of the story to make it worth telling.
No, it was one of those stories where I just can't seem to get it right, you know?
We're like, hey, we delivered it, and you're like, okay, and then you're like, okay, they did, and that was the end of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry,
tough.
Cap,
you're
I
tough,
didn't,
Lindsay,
Cap, I didn't mean it like that. I just thought you were going to have a conclusion to the story.
And there is a conclusion to the story. I had the steamer.
Okay. You had there it all go. Along.
There you
Shocker.
Go. Shocker. All right, what's next, Lindsay?
Okay, so Sunday is National One Hit Wonder Day. And yesterday, when you guys were singing that song, Missing You, remember we were talking with Travis about One Hit Wonders?
John Waite.
Yep. And Travis said that Missing You is possibly the best one hit wonder ever, which I feel like it's kind of a big deal for him to declare that. So I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think the best one hit wonder ever is?
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead, George. I have no idea.
Let me see. I would say Tainted Love maybe is probably
Tainted
in that conversation.
Tainted Love. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You know?
So I was thinking about it. I feel like Macarena might be like the most played one hit wonder ever.
How about this one? You ready? How about Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah. Who Let the Dogs Out is a one hit wonder. I don't know if it's the greatest one. How about
There's
Tequila from the Champs? That's a one-hit wonder.
I just looked this up on Google because I've learned about this thing called Google now, which is really cool.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jacob and Ronnie checking in.
What's Jacob saying?
Ice, Ice Baby.
Oh, that's a good one.
Your song, Cappy.
Yeah. Take heed because I'm a lyrical poet. Like... Mommy's on the scene just in case you didn't know it. My town. That created all the bass sounds. Yeah, it's a good one.
Top three ever, probably.
How about this one?
Look, Lindsay, so VH1 did a list. Go ahead, Cappy, say it. Go ahead.
It's the exact same list I'm looking at.
Yeah, so Macarena's number one and Tainted Love is number two.
Oh, that's funny. That's not the one I have. I have this one. You ready? Come On, Eileen. Remember that song? Come
what?
On, Eileen. Yeah. Oh,
and by the way,
Midnight Riders.
Vanilla Ice is number seven on this VH1 list.
How about this one?
Come On, Eileen is number three on the Daisy and the Midnight Riders on the VH1 list.
Here's this one, A Flock of Seagulls. And I ran.
Oh, great song. I ran.
I ran so far.
Not the country
away.
I ran, but I ran as in two separate words.
Not eat on.
Did you call the Come On, Eileen? Did you say that was by Daisy's?
He did.
Daisy's
he did.
Midnight
he did.
Riders?
Dexy's Midnight Riders.
We just let
sorry.
It go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just say, you know, if that was you, Cappy, we would have called you out.
So of course, everybody would have. We just went on with it. With
just try to be consistent.
Sorry, it was Dexies, Daisies, whatever.
I mean, come on,
missed something.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable,
yeah. Wright said, Fred, I'm too sexy is a good one, too.
Oh, that's a great
one. Too sexy fun. Here's one, Tommy Two-Tone. 8675309.
Oh, Gerardo, Rico Suave.
Mi hermano, oh, love that. Rico Suave.
Ale, ahí,
I haven't heard that song in 20 years.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. Shout out, Ramona.
He's not really, though. Was he totally a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have another hit after that. Yeah, he had other songs, but they weren't hits.
How about Devo? Right. Whip it. Whip it good.
Yeah.
Well,
who sings 99 Luft Balloons, that song?
That wasn't that good of a song, though.
But it was definitely a one-hit wonder.
That one?
Yeah, that's a one-hit wonder for sure.
No,
how about this one, Shannon?
That.
Let the music play. We gon' get away. Yeah.
Let it go. So many great ones.
Rob Bass, DJ Z Rock. We did that one the other day. Anyway, there's a lot.
To
yes. There's a lot. Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. What's next, Linz?
Carrying on now. All right. So ex-Giants quarterback Eli Manning. Did you guys see the thing that he did? What was it against Chad
Yeah,
Powers?
We talked about it. Chad Powers. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he went to Penn State. That was great. I watched the whole thing last night.
So
it was awesome.
I don't think that they had him, by the way. Like, I feel like they, like, some of the kids knew.
No,
some
James Franklin knew. And no one else knew.
I think
the one kid
with the big forehead, I think he knew. He was on
the kid with the big forehead.
Yeah,
the five.
At the beginning, he was like, that dude's like 35.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Eli Manning, he was on Jimmy Fallon on Wednesday, and he brought up the fact that he's often mistaken for another retired athlete. Here's a little clip of what he said.
Comes up all the time. Just, you know, just not too long ago this summer, I'm taking the girls fishing. We're kind of driving, and I pull over, get some water, get some snacks, go into a store, and, you know, I get to the counter, and the guy looks at me, goes, are you who I think you are? I'm like, yeah, I think so. He goes, oh my gosh, Michael Phelps is in my store. He's like, yeah, he's like, everybody, come out, it's Michael Phelps. I'm like, whoa, no. No, I'm not Michael Phelps. He's like, so you lied to me? I'm like, no. I just thought who you thought I was not
me.
Who I am.
That's great.
So I thought that was pretty funny and kind of a big deal that someone mistook Eli Manning for Michael Phelps. But have you guys ever been like mistaken for someone else?
No.
No one. I'm Kepi. I feel like you said that you have before and I can't remember.
I have two different people.
Okay.
One, which by the way, thank you for thinking I'm this young, Rory McIlroy.
You've told us that one. Yeah.
And then the second one I've gotten is Gary Sinise.
Oh, the actor.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I totally get
Lieutenant
that.
Dan.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan. Yeah. Can I say, let me tell you guys one thing, though, about Eli Manning. We always knew Peyton Manning was a funny guy because he was hosting SNL as a player, and we were like, wow, Peyton's really funny. At no point during Eli Manning's playing career did I ever think he's also really funny. But now, in his post-playing career, Eli Manning is freaking hysterical, and I would never have guessed it.
Well, he was always, the people who film those, like, ESPN commercials, those SportsCenter commercials, the one they do with Peyton Eli, those people told me that Eli was always, like, when they did that stuff with him, super sneaky funny.
Yeah, I would never have known it. He is hilarious. That's why
hilarious.
I love the Manning guest. He's phenomenal, ridiculous, and hilarious.
Lindsay, what do you got?
All right, last one here. So Walmart and Target announced yesterday that they plan to begin offering deals and price matching offers earlier this year for the holiday offers, that is, for Americans pressed by soaring inflation and looking for ways to ease the potential sting of holiday shopping. So the holiday sales strategies, which I said were announced yesterday, come amid what is expected to be a slower holiday sales growth compared to a year ago. Is it a big deal that Walmart and Target are already starting to roll out their Black Friday prices starting in 2 weeks?
No, I mean, well, yes. I mean, it's a big deal for shoppers because you're going to get deals. So I do think that, yes, I guess I would say yes, that is a big deal. And it's smart because they'll move more merchandise that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're already getting into that, You know, yeah. I mean, like, I see people already. It's not even October yet, and I see neighbors that have already, like, started to decorate their lawns with you know, Halloween stuff. And I'm like, wow, it just seems like every year it's going earlier and earlier.
Yes, you know? That's why I brought this up, because I feel like the fact that people start to associate the beginning of the holiday season with Black Friday, if they're already going to start advertising, like, oh, Black Friday prices, and it's October, is everyone going to start getting their Christmas trees out in October?
Well, how about the people that don't put their Christmas trees away until, like, April? You know?
I don't know people who do that.
Oh, dude, I have neighbors, and I'm like, I walk by, I'm like, is their Christmas tree still up? I mean, dude, put that thing away, will you? But I think people just like their Christmas trees up. They're like, it just makes me feel festive. And I think people are lazy.
Look, I don't know. I just think there's a difference between the Christmas tree stuff, you know?
Well, how long does your Christmas tree stay up?
Usually until, like, New Year's, I guess, more or less. Not much longer after that. I think we put it up around Thanksgiving. So,
I was in my garage today, dude. I have so much Halloween crap. And my daughter's going to want to go out and decorate the entire house. And I'm just like, I don't want this stuff anymore.
Oh, let her do it. Yeah, exactly. Oh,
she's
got the right idea.
She can do it. She can go out there and do it all day long if she wants to. Yeah. Me, I'm like, if I have all this Halloween stuff up, then everybody's going to come to my house ringing the doorbell, trick-or-treating. And I don't know.
Off my lawn.
No, I'm not a get off my lawn. I'm a leave a bowl of candy in front of my house. Don't ring the bell. Guy. Now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you do that, all the older kids just take the whole bowl.
Yeah, probably true.
So, you know, don't be such a jerk.
Well, I don't know if I'm being a jerk. It's just
that
I've already gone through.
You're screwing
the little kids. Nah, I've already been through this thing. You know, I have four kids. I'm on kid four. I've already been through this.
What are you going to do when you have grandkids, Cappy? You're going to be such a Scrooge by then.
No, I don't think I'll be a Scrooge. Then I'll probably be re-energized, you know? Okay.
Yeah. So you're saying this is like your down period?
Yeah, this is my exactly right, George. I'm going through. I've gone through
you're
the highs.
It period. Gotcha.
I'm down to my low. You know,
Cappy. But why punish the little one? She's the last one. Why?
Yeah. I'm not punishing her. She can go out and she wants to do it. If she wants to decorate the house, let her go do it.
I'm that person. I'm the decorator. Like Christmas, I go all out. Thanksgiving, Halloween. Now the apartment is small, but I did some things. I love it.
All right, good for you. All right, big deal or no deal, each and every day at 6:30.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Chris is having a lot of fun today.
Salami.
George, let me play something for you.
You know, the whole story that happened after that song is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it is sad.
It's not their fault. They were just trying to get famous.
Yeah. And honestly, today it would be much less of a deal than it would be back then.
It'd be no big deal at all, I bet.
Yeah. You know how many people lip sync?
Yeah.
How many?
Ozzy Osbourne did it, right?
I mean, dude, yeah, seriously. There's no way that was Ozzy Osbourne's voice at the Rams game in week one. Yeah.
I'm not even sure that was really
so
Ozzy Osbourne. Seriously.
Oh, he probably has a double by now, you're right.
You know, for real.
Hey, Linz, I sent you my, I forwarded you my basketball schedule for the first half of the season.
Tell me what you got. Since we're in dealer's choice, tell me what you got.
You want to know?
Yeah, I do. I actually do want to know. I do.
He's nosy, right. Of course.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not about being nosy. I got to plan
a
little bit here. Yeah, I got
to
plan.
So I've got one preseason game.
What do you got?
All right. Friday, October 14th, Denver at Golden State on ESPN2. Mm-hmm. I got mostly West Coast games, which is nice.
Yeah.
I only have, at the moment, two East Coast games.
Okay.
A lot of Phoenix and Golden State and stuff like that.
That's smart. That's smart. You're here.
Golden State, let's go.
Well, the good thing is, honestly, and Phoenix, too, is like so easy. It's like an hour flight. It's like, thank God.
I mean, you're here. That's what they should do. They should keep you out west.
Yeah. Not a lot of Laker home games, though, which is strange, which usually is the case. I usually get like, now some of those can come in the second half of the season, and you know, but usually there's like four or five of those during the year. But none at the first half yet. I have a Laker road game, but not the home game.
Which Laker road game?
I'll get to that in a second. So here, do you want them in order? Or do you want just random?
Like, depends. How many are you giving us?
Let's go in order.
Okay. So I told you one preseason game, Denver at Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Then second night of the season, because you know the opener is on TNT, mm-hmm. and then we have the second night, which is Wednesday. So I have the ESPN first night of games on ESPN. I have the second half of the doubleheader, Dallas at Phoenix.
Okay.
So Luka versus Devin Booker and Chris Paul in them. That's a revenge game. That's a big game because remember Dallas embarrassed them in Game 7 last year.
Is that the same night that the Lakers play the Clippers?
No, the Lakers play the Clippers the next night.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then because the Lakers play the Warriors the night before that.
Okay.
Yeah. So then I've got some time off Friday, October 28th, New Orleans. So Zion goes to Phoenix, and that's the second half of a doubleheader there.
Mm-hmm.
Then quick turnaround, November 2nd, up to Portland, Ja Morant versus Dame Lillard.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, on a Wednesday Ooh. Night. Then about another 10 days or so, Friday night, Minnesota at Memphis. So I got two back-to-back Memphis games, about 10 days apart. So, and that's a rematch, obviously, from the playoffs this past season. Then Wednesday, November 16th, Golden State at Phoenix. That's a good one on a Wednesday night. And then I've got a couple of weeks off before I go back on the road. Lakers at Milwaukee in mm-hmm. December, December
mm-hmm.
2nd.
Mm-hmm.
December, and then I'm working 5 days later. So I've got Boston at Phoenix, back in Phoenix on a Wednesday night, December 7th. Then a week later, Minnesota against the Clippers here in LA on a Wednesday night. Friday, ooh, man. Well, at least they're all close. I was going to say this is like a tough spin because it's Christmas time. But Friday night, December 23rd, Memphis at Phoenix, also a good game. They're all good games. I don't have a stinker at all yet. So I guess the 24th, I'll be in LA. We'll do Christmas Eve with the kids. And then I have the last game on Christmas Day, which is Phoenix and Denver, which honestly I prefer. Because the whole point is I can spend Christmas Eve with the kids, even Christmas, and then leave Christmas morning, basically, to Denver to do the game.
Okay, this is cool. I'm glad you're telling us all this. Of course, I'm going to need this in an email, but neither here nor there. I was curious to hear your schedule. Very good, man.
Yeah.
Exciting. So,
a lot of good games, for sure.
All right. Really good.
On the Sedano slate. And yeah, to your point, generally speaking, when I originally signed on many years ago doing this, it was very much like this. It was a lot of just like 10 or 12 West Coast games, you know, and just the second half was me, you know, usually. So that seems to be the case, but not a lot of LA games other than the Clippers game at the moment. And the Lakers on the road, obviously, but that is not an LA game.
Hope you get the Lakers Pelicans in New Orleans in March.
I just told you that. I told you the other day that's not a nationally televised game.
Well, that's too bad because that's definitely sometime. I'm going to try and go down and see my daughter at Tulane when the Lakers are playing at the Pelicans,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to have to hey-king myself to get some tickets to that game.
I could connect you with my guy, Matt Ryan, and see if he can get you some tickets. I mean, I can't guarantee it, but, you know.
Matt Ryan, the quarterback
of
the Colts?
Not the quarterback, different Matt Ryan.
Different guy. Okay.
I don't know if you realize, pretty common name.
Nah, I don't know any Matt Ryans except the one.
Yeah, I mean, but you would think Matt and Ryan are two easy, like, common names.
Yeah, you know? Two first names.
Yeah. Mm. So I can try to connect you with them. I'll do my best. How about that?
Appreciate that.
You can hey king me there.
Yeah. Or I may have to hey king the king.
You could hey king the king, but I think you have a much better shot with me.
With Matt Ryan than I do with LeBron? LeBron.
Yeah, I would agree. I would think so.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not a nationally televised game, that actually might be that's actually a little easier for you, or for me in this case.
All right. Well, listen, we're down to the last segment here. We're down to the last
three minutes
of the week. I want to say something to the Circle of Trust and the Sedano and Cap community still listening with us on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know what I love about this community, George?
What do you love about it?
I love the support.
Yeah.
So last week, everybody knew that I was in Cleveland there to see my son play in this Division II college football game. You know how many people sent me still shots on Twitter that they found the game streaming and they were watching it? Like, I don't think anybody really cared about West Liberty University against Notre Dame College, but people were out there watching. The same way that they probably don't care about the Texans and the Broncos, but they were listening because you were calling the game. I think it's awesome. I'm super stoked for this weekend in terms of football. I know everybody's got a football life during the football season. You'll be calling this Charger game this weekend, and a lot of people will be listening to a game that they don't have a lot of interest in, especially because it's against Jacksonville. But I'm going to be tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., West Liberty University against West Virginia Wesleyan. I'll be sitting in front of my computer streaming it. And for those of you that do that as well, because you're showing the love, gosh, man, that's so cool, dude. So just wanted to say that. What's everybody got cooking for the weekend? George, we know you're working. Laura Linz, what do you guys got going on?
I'm going to Vegas.
Really? You're not going to be watching Docs all weekend?
No, I don't do that every weekend, Cap.
All my right. Wife's there. She just won a couple, some cash at the craps table.
Really?
Oh, maybe I'll see her because I play a lot of craps. It's what I go to Vegas for.
Okay. What about you, Laura? What about you, Unique?
I work, but I just kind of want to have a chill weekend. I don't really want to do anything crazy. I might meet the Boo's cousin that's here from Belgium. So, we'll see.
Oh, from Belgium, huh?
Yeah, he works for the government, so he's like on vacay.
Like which the U.S. government?
The U.S. government. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. A lot of his family works for the U.S. government. I just found out. I was like, that's
oh, look
weird.
At that.
It's kind of weird, though. You know, it's
like, is he in the CIA?
I don't know what he does, but he was in the military. A lot of his family from his dad's side, his dad's a military vet. So
sounds mysterious. Sounds dangerous. Sounds classified.
No, Cabby. Does it really? I don't know. You just like
it does.
Really? I don't know.
International man of mystery.
But yeah, so I might meet him. But other than that, I just kind of want to have a chill weekend.
Nothing a chill? I'm doing nothing tomorrow. I got to take, I'm, well,
you're babysitting.
With my wife not around, I've got to actually take all the kids to all their things on Saturdays. Saturdays are usually a very busy day.
What's she doing in Vegas? She like on a girls' weekend or something? Or?
It's her birthday this weekend.
Really? So who's she there
actually,
with?
Actually, it's next week, but yeah.
She with friends?
So her and her girls. I rented them. I got them rooms in Vegas.
Wow. What a guy. What nice. A freaking guy. Yeah. How many rooms?
Two rooms.
How many girls?
Four girls.
Nice. What hotel?
Do you think I'm going to tell the hotel?
You don't need
Cappy.
Come on.
Maybe I was going to send a gift. That's all.
Well, you could send a gift.
Off
you
air.
Doesn't
off
even say
air.
It on the radio. Yeah.
This is an off air conversation.
Send a gift. That's all.
What about me? I'm in Vegas. My birthday is on the day after Kelly's. You could send me a gift in Vegas.
Okay. There I'll you ask go, you Cappy. Off the air where you're staying.
I'm just kidding, Cappy. You don't need to send me a gift. Really?
Hashtag K King.
You got me.
Hashtag Hey King. It's where now. It's funny. Crypto Ray says that for me, it could be hashtag
El Rey. Hashtag, El Rey, right?
El Rey. Yeah, exactly.
I like it
in Spanish.
Well, another great week around here, everybody. Appreciate you guys and love the circle of trust. So
go West Liberty.
Yeah, go West Liberty is right.
And let's go Virginia. Cover the 10. Let's go.
I'll right, be placing bets if you guys want me to.
Okay. Well, Matt, we may talk later. All right. Great job, Cappy. Great job, Linz and Laura. I think Cappy's already gone. We'll talk to you mañana.
Later. Wait,
you're still there?
Yeah.
Hey, King.
Yo.
Show up on Monday, King. That's
I'll
all
be
I
here.
See you.
I'll be Bye. Here.